Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High and Mafia in the Five Hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Wentz had four TDs tonight and a pick. Are you buying Carver High or selling that they are at 6-1 with the best record in the NFL? You know, a lot of people are going to buy into them that they're going to go to the Super Bowl now, or that they're going to, you know, go to the NFC Championship game. Are you buying or selling that they could make it to either of those games?
I'm starting to buy in a little bit, yes. I think it's possible. They've definitely been the best team in what's been a mediocre NFC so far. They're the only team in my eyes that's really stepped out ahead of everybody else. I'm interested to see them play some better teams. I mean, you look at their wins this year. You know, Redskins twice, Giants, Chargers, Cardinals, Panthers. Not exactly a lot
bad
of heavy
teams.
Not exactly a lot of heavy hitters on the schedule here so far. Who was their one loss to? The Chiefs. Big difference between the Chiefs and those other teams that they've beaten. So I'd like to see them play some other bigger teams, but you can't take 6-1 away from them.
Mafia, do you think that the Eagles are the best team in the NFL? Do you think that they can go to the Super Bowl?
I think they're a very good team. I think they're going to win that division easily. I think they could have success in their first game in the playoffs. I'm not going to buy them for Super Bowl or NFC champions, or even, you know, necessarily put them in the NFC title game just yet, because, you know, like Carver has said, some of those teams are pretty weak. I mean, even when they beat Oakland, that's when they were in their slump right before they, you know, they started just being terrible. You got to give them credit for 6-1, but then again, don't forget, when they get to the playoffs, it's a completely different beast. And Wentz has been awesome, but it's a different beast when you get there. He hasn't been there before. So that's another thing he's going to have to experience and learn from, and we'll see if he can have success right away, or if that's one of those things where you have the stumbling block and you got to come back stronger next year.
Now, they will get some opportunities going forward here to play some better teams. They do have a couple more home games here. They play the Broncos at home in 2 weeks. I don't think the Broncos are all that great. They still play the Cowboys twice. They still play at Seattle. They play at the Rams. So they're going to play, and they play the Raiders as well, too. So they have some better teams on the schedule coming up in the second half.
Wow. So, yeah, I'm not sure that I'm not going to argue with the schedule that they've played, that I'm not falling over about the teams that they've beaten. I won't deny they look great in terms of best teams so far. In the NFL, you can't deny the record. You can't deny again tonight that they went out and on primetime looked fantastic. And I got to tell you, right now, if I were to put them against whatever the other division leaders like Minnesota, I think the Eagles are better. The Saints, I think the Eagles are better. The Rams are 5-2. I think the Eagles are better than the Rams. So, and then they play the 49ers this week at home. And I know they're laying 10.5. That's a lot of points. But the Niners showed that they're capable of being blown out yesterday for sure. Allen in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Burrell, love the show. How y'all doing tonight?
Hanging in, buddy. What's up?
Hanging in. I'm a Saint fan because I'm from Louisiana originally, but I'd like to see the Eagles do something this year. They've been close several times. Because I'm a Saint fan, I'm always pulling for the underdog. I'd love to see them make it. Don't know if they've got what it takes because they haven't beaten anybody to speak of. I mean, y'all laid all that out for me already. But like I said,
I don't understand. Why are you? You're a Saints fan, and you won four in a row, and you're in first place, and you're worried about the Eagles. You're worried about their happiness. I don't get that.
The Saints will shoot themselves in the foot. They do it every year.
So you're turning on your own team and rooting for the Eagles?
No, I'm not rooting for the Eagles. I just would like to see them get somewhere.
Fair enough. I appreciate it, Alan. I don't understand that at all. I get it. I mean, okay, great. I see what you're saying. You pull for underdogs, and they've been close. They have not been close for a while. Right? They've not been close to anything. But now they're good, and so I could see why you're happy for them, I guess. Although I have a problem with it, in terms of, like, you know, what's next? I'm a Steeler fan. What's next? I'm going to start rooting for the Ravens? What do you think? Cleveland and Cincinnati while I'm at it? I don't understand that. Have you ever heard of anyone rooting for all these teams in their own conference?
I'll root for the Patriots going forward. How about that?
I'm a Saints fan, but I'm pulling for the Eagles. I'm like, what? Really? All right. There you go. I appreciate it, Al. I'm cool with that.
A big thing we have to see from the Eagles, too, coming down the stretch, too, is what that defense can put together, because it's been all the offense winning the game so far. They had one great game defensively against Arizona when they only gave up 7 points. Other than that, 17 to the Redskins week one, 27 to the Chiefs week two, 24 to the Giants week three, 24 to the Chargers
week
four.
Their defense is allegedly middle of the road, 15.
They give up over 20 points just about every game. And you know what? If you get into the playoffs, you have to play Minnesota, and where the offense starts getting shut down, you know, especially with Jason Peters out, how that changes the blocking. Can the defense come up with a big stop? When they play the Rams, you know, and they might have to go to a shootout, can the defense step up and make that big stop? We haven't seen that yet from them.
So let me ask you this question. The Seahawks have won three in a row and are suddenly 4-2. You don't see them catching the Rams and winning the West? At the end of the day, isn't it really about defense? Don't you think they have the best defense?
They probably have one of the best defenses in the NFL, but, you know, they showed us last year that you can't win with just defense. You know, the offense has to do its part, and it hasn't always been there for them. They've gotten it going the last couple weeks, but I still worry every now and then because they don't have that consistent running game.
They've only allowed 94 points the entire season. Yesterday they were losing 7-0, and they never scored again. They have the best defense in that conference, bar none, and maybe in the entire league. Everybody gives the Steelers all this credit. The Steelers have allowed 116 points to the 94 of Seattle. I mean, at some point, I think it comes into play. If their defense plays like this all year, good luck beating them.
It does, but you still need to score. I mean, we saw the Browns only give up 12 points yesterday. They still lost.
So they scored 24 yesterday, right? And they got, I mean, a lot of teams, I guess there's a few, obviously there's teams that have scored more than them. So what you're saying is you don't think Seattle scores enough to be a good team.
They score against bad teams. I want to see them score against somebody with a decent defense to say that offense is something I can rely on. Let's not forget how badly they got beat up by the Packers in the first game offensively. Even the 49ers shut them down in the second game. When they play crappy defenses like the Jets, like the Giants, sure, they run all over the field. But when you got to play a good team, let's see if they can get it done then.
So they did play a good team. They beat the Rams 16-10 in a defensive war for the division, and they beat them.
They did. They got it done in that game.
And they beat them on the road at the Coliseum. Carver, you don't believe in the Rams, or do you believe in the Seahawks with their defense?
No, I still think the Seahawks could be there at the end. I think them and the Rams are both going to make the playoffs.
That they're both going to go.
I'm not sure who'll win the division, but they'll both make the playoffs.
And so, Mafia, you're telling me you don't like the Seahawks.
I don't like them as a top contender in the conference right now. They could definitely make the playoffs. You know, that division otherwise has been pretty weak. They could beat up on Arizona and San Francisco. They could beat up on some of these other teams, but when it comes to the playoff time, I don't know if they have enough to get it done offensively.
Their offense sucks. I mean, he's absolutely right. Their offense sucks.
So, but New Orleans is allowed 133, and maybe New Orleans is in first place because they're in a crappy division. Have you ever thought of that?
Well, no, Carolina and Atlanta have not, or Tampa, all three of them have not played to their expectations so far.
And then Philly, they're the only team in the division doing anything. Who's going to come out of that? Dallas? Is Dallas going to give them a run for their money, or is it over already? Philadelphia's won the division. So you're telling me after seven games it's over?
They still play each other twice.
Do you think it's over that Philly wins the division?
No.
Do you?
Not flat out over, but Philly's got a stranglehold on it right now. It's going to take something big down the stretch for them to lose it, I think, because Dallas has shown that they're not the same team at all this year.
So, there you go. It sounds to me like Mafia thinks it's all wrapped up. It's over. Philadelphia's got the conference. Done. After 7 weeks.
Not the conference, the division.
Division done. And conference, you have them basically going to the conference championship. You said no one can beat them.
No, I didn't. I said in the playoffs, we're going to see if Wentz can get it done or if that's going to be where he has his growing pains.
So, are you willing to pick a team that could beat them? Who do you think is better than them in the NFC Championship? Right now, obviously, they're 6-1. They're the best team. So are you picking two other teams to go to the NFC Championship? They won't even make it?
I'm going to say at this point, if I had to pick it, I'd say that I have a little more belief in the Rams, despite them being young, and the Vikings defense than the Eagles overall with Peters going down today.
So, Peters going down.
I think that could hurt their offense a lot.
You're taking Minnesota and the Rams in the NFC Championship game.
Yes.
What about you, Carver High?
I mean, there's such a long way to go. Injuries, there's so many things that can happen between now and then. They pick two teams right now to play in the NFC title game. Probably Eagles-Cowboys.
Still Eagles-Cowboys.
I'm still in on the Cowboys.
That they'd both make it and be an NFC East and
now,
NFC Championship.
Now, you tell me that the Packers are going to hang around in the NFC North all year and they get Aaron Rodgers back in the middle of December and somehow they make the playoffs with him. I mean, things could change. But on October 23rd, I think that Eagles and Cowboys would be my pick for NFC title game. But that could change.
I thought yesterday was probably a harbinger, is that the word, of things to come? For Green Bay.
Yeah, he didn't look good at all.
No. He was so mad that the coach got mad, and then the coach started yelling at media people.
Yep.
It's always the media's fault when teams start losing, and then McCarthy starts snapping. Nick in Milwaukee, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, Scotty, love the show. Could I get a nice cold Heineken?
Sure.
Awesome, dude. I just, since you touched on Green Bay just now, I wanted to see what you think. Do you think they're done if they don't go sign a veteran quarterback, or do you think they should just roll with Hundley?
I don't think they're going to go sign a veteran quarterback. So they're going to roll with what they have now, and I think they realize that they got their work cut out for them, and they, you know, obviously have some problems. And the first game with him, they lost at home, no less. And I thought they came out right. I thought they, played well early. But those games in the NFL, in my view, are always won in the second half. Games are played in the first half, and then they're won in the second half. And the Packers melted down in the second half, and that was all there is to it. So I still don't believe they're going to go out and get someone. Do you, Carver High, do you think they're going to go? Tony Romo's going to come running out of the press box in his cushy multi-million-dollar job sitting with Jim Nantz, no one touching him, which I think he prefers.
Tony Romo's not going anywhere.
I don't think he's ever going to play football again. How's that sound?
Who is this person that they're going to pull out of thin air to sign? There's only one guy out there.
Larry Bird ain't walking through that door.
Who's this magical person
Larry
that the Packers
Bird.
Are going to sign? I think he was pretty clear last week when he said, I like the guys that I have in my room. I think it's pretty clear at this point that nobody's signing you-know-who.
I think he was lying when he said he likes the guys in the rooms. I think he's stuck with them is what he is.
Okay. Then other than Kaepernick, who's out there that's going to magically go and play quarterback for the Packers?
No one. Bart Starr was at the game yesterday.
Bring him on out.
He's 94. Do you think he's got anything left?
You know, there is one person they could bring back. They might have to take a jersey off the wall, but.
Oh, Favre.
You think he'd answer if they called once again?
I think if he wore the right copper socks and used the nose.
As long as he could play in his Wranglers?
As long as he trimmed his nose hair, I think he could, you know, probably play. 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. Dan in Pittsburgh on the Fan here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Scotty? Can I get a Blue Moon, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Mafia, did you slice those oranges before the show?
Yes, I did.
So I wanted to talk to you about our Steelers, buddy. I mean, are we looking at maybe a Keystone State showdown here at the end of the year? You know, you were talking about Seattle's defense, but come on, Pharrell. I mean, this is the no-fly zone in Pittsburgh. Under 150 yards a game. The defensive line bringing all this pressure. The linebackers getting in there and crushing quarterbacks. Besides the two games against Chicago and Jacksonville, and let's go to Jacksonville, Ben, 5 interceptions. The defense was on the field the whole game. They held Fournette in check for three and a half quarters, basically. I mean, I think this defense might actually, with the acquiring Joe Hayden, I mean, Artie Burns on the other side, this might be the year, and this is my question to you, are we finally getting to go to New England or have New England come to us and take down the Patriots for once?
Well, I mean, they're both 5-2, so, you know, right now, that's yet to be determined, and so is Kansas City. So I think those three teams are obviously vying for that home field and the number one seed, and you know a bye, and obviously we all know the story. If the Patriots are in the AFC title game on the road, they're not the same team as they are if they play at Gillette. Now, that's not to say they're not good. I mean, I've seen them go to Denver and give them a game, and they're capable of winning anywhere, but they're really hard to beat in Foxborough, and the Steelers know that. And I still, you know, I don't like the Steelers at all at Foxborough in a title game. I do like them against Kansas City because they seem to own the Chiefs. Now, that might come to an end. Who knows? But they seem to have their number. Now, last year, this year, same thing. But I'm not going to argue with you about the Steelers' defense. Listen, first of all, the conversation we were having before was not about the Steelers. It was about the NFC. We were talking about the NFC, so we weren't talking about the AFC at all. Now that you bring it up, fair enough, let's start from scratch. And yeah, I'll say the Steelers in the AFC, you know, I think they have one of the best defenses in the AFC. I think Jacksonville's playing as good as they are defensively, and Jacksonville kicked their ass in Pittsburgh, which was shocking. If Jacksonville wins that South, let's say they were to win the South, I still believe in Houston for whatever reason. But, you know, I can't buy Jacksonville from, you know, bookend to bookend, belly to belly. I can't trust them the rest of the way to win every week and everything else. But I won't deny that they're good, and the Steelers certainly can't deny they're good either because they kicked their ass. So they have a really good defense too. And, you know, Denver has a good defense, and I think, you know, Buffalo has a great defense. There's no doubt about that. And I think Miami has shown that they have a good defense. There's a lot of good defense in the AFC. In fact, way more good defenses in the AFC than in the NFC. So what that leads me to believe is that the AFC, believe it or not, if you ask me, is better than the NFC right now. All the best defenses in the league are in the AFC, if you ask me. And I think at the end of the day, we all know what happens in those playoff games and Super Bowls when you got great defense. That usually is the magic potion. There's no denying it. Now, I would agree with you. I think Joe Hayden's made a huge difference, and I think Artie's, you know, playing top draft pick type football. That's why they brought him there last year. So they got a lot of speed, and they look good. against Cincinnati, no doubt about it. Cincinnati's, you know, 2-4 season going down the drain. Then they get the Colts at home so they can get back to respectability, it would appear. The Steelers have a big Sunday night game in Detroit. Now, I think Detroit's a good football team, but I think they've hit a wall right now. They've lost a couple of games in a row. And I actually think the Steelers are better than the Lions. I think that they're going to give Stafford problems defensively in that game Sunday night. I think they have a really good shot at winning that game in Ford Field. And they've done well in Ford Field before. They won a Super Bowl there. So I won't deny the Steelers have a good shot. The problem is like I said, there's so many good teams that are actually playing good football that could be in the playoffs. Like, you know, obviously I think Kansas City's going to be in the playoffs. Jacksonville's got a shot. You know, Pittsburgh, I think, has a great shot to win the North. And then New England has a great shot. And then Buffalo and Miami, could they end up with wild cards with the best records? The way they're playing defense, both of them, anything's possible. Now, I know a lot of people are going to write off the Dolphins because they lost Jay Cutler. Let me tell you something. Jay Cutler sucks, and they're still winning. So they're winning with a sucky quarterback. I actually think they're going to play better with Matt Moore on Thursday. I think they have a shot to win that game in Baltimore. What do you think, Carver?
I think they only won that game yesterday because Jay Cutler went out. Cutler was throwing that game away to the
right.
Jets. Moore came in and saved that game for the Dolphins. And you probably will win on Thursday because of him.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So once again, Pharrell on the Bench.com is setting the standard for picking winners. Another huge weekend of college football hits. Here we go again. Thursday, Stanford at Oregon State. And then you got Miami, Baltimore on the pro side. Friday, Florida State and BC. Tulane, Memphis, Saturday, North Carolina State, Notre Dame, Penn State, Ohio State, Georgia Tech, Clemson, USC, Arizona State. Why don't you just go sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com so you can make some stacks. Sunday, you got L.A., the Bolts, hot. They've won 3 in a row. They're at New England, Dallas at Washington, Houston and Seattle, the Sunday Nighters, Pittsburgh at Detroit, Monday Nighter, a week from tonight, Denver in Kansas City. Get every pick for every game, the World Series, NBA every night, NHL every night, boxing and MMA, you get it all. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules. PharrellOnTheBench.com is cheap, $35 a month. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where it's at. Sign up today. Like everybody else. Mick in Cleveland on the Fan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, it is an honor, dude.
You're
it
the
is
man.
An honor. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Listen, I want to wish the Philly fans the best of luck with Carson Wentz. So this way, Haslins finally fire Sashi Brown and Dee Podesta for passing him up in the draft 2 years ago. It's a real chamber of horrors here with the Browns. You talk to our guy Andy Baskin all the time, so... Andy knows, and I'm sure you know too, but it is just miserable here. Hugh's cracking up. It is just a real disgrace, and it's garbage. But we want to wish Carson Wentz and the Eagles the best of luck, and hopefully they get to the big game and make a real fool out of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. So, you know, obviously, I know how it is in Cleveland because, you know, I'm a Steeler fan, so I'm in the division with you. So I've seen what you've been through, and I watch it, and it's unbelievable that they're doing this again, that they're 0-7, and that they, like yesterday, they had that game. They were in that game. They were tied. They were overtime. They had it. They were finally going to win a game, and then they lose again. It's just unbelievable how I've never seen anything like it, how they just find a way to lose always. It's just beyond me. And then I could see why you'd, you know, be upset that you didn't get Wentz when you had a chance to do it. And they just never do anything right. I mean, you know, blame the owner and the management, the front office. They're the ones that do this to you. Not only do they not know how to draft, well, they finally got a good pick this year with Myles Garrett. I think he's going to be a good player. But they don't know how to hire, it would appear to me, coaches either. They've mowed through coaches, and then they've mowed through quarterbacks. They don't know how to pick a quarterback. They're better at picking their nose. I mean, they are really, at the end of the day, the laughing stock of the NFL. I mean, they are, right, without a doubt. I know this sounds crazy, but even when I watch them, they look like amateur hour. They don't even look like a pro football team when they're on the field.
It is amazing, though. This is 2 years in a row, two drafts in a row, where the spots where the Cleveland Browns were supposed to pick, a quarterback was taken 2 years ago, Wentz. They were in that spot. They traded down with Philadelphia, gave Philadelphia Wentz. This year, they got Myles Garrett first. They had the 12th overall pick also. And where'd they trade it to? Houston. Who'd Houston take? Deshaun Watson. So they could have had Wentz last year, Deshaun Watson this year. Do they want to take a quarterback ever that's good? Ever. It's such a crapshoot.
Have you ever seen anything like – well, your team has not been to the playoffs in 18 years.
Correct. I have the longest drought in the NFL.
I think with that defense of theirs, that a lot of people are starting to think that that's going to come to an end.
They've been really good.
Do you think they can actually do it?
Yes, I'm starting to believe.
How many times have they done this to you before?
A few. There's been a handful of times in the last 18 years where they got to about the midway point and I thought it was going to happen, and then it crumbled in the second half.
It was the second half every time?
Every time.
What does your second half look like in terms of what's your schedule? Like, who do they play in the second half that could be the end of them?
Well, I could tell you this. Four of their last five games are two with the Dolphins and two with the Patriots. They play four division games in their last five. Both of those teams twice.
I remember you told me they were going to play the Patriots twice in December.
Yes, they play the Patriots and the Dolphins both twice in December because there's actually five Sundays in December this year. So they play the Raiders this week. Then, not too bad, at the Jets on a Thursday night, winnable game. Saints at home, big difference when, A, the Saints are on the road, and B, the way Buffalo's played at home this year. They've been good at home. And then they play the Chargers. So they've got a couple games coming up here where a chance for more wins before they get into that gauntlet where Chiefs, Patriots, Colts, Dolphins, Patriots, Dolphins. So that's a tough finish.
So let's go back to the Steelers for a second and this story about Martavis Bryant. Not because I'm a Steeler fan, but because it's one of the biggest stories in the NFL, isn't it? Martavis Bryant targeted twice in the win against the Bengals. He says, give me what I want. I want out. Point blank. He wants out. And then Bryant even like started slamming teammates, right? Juju is nowhere near better than me, fool. All they need to do is give me what I want, and y'all can have Juju and whoever else. Juju is the future and got great talent. He's going to be one of the best to play this game. I want him to get his. I just want mines, period, point blank. Ain't nobody did nothing to get me back. I worked my ass off to get myself back with no help and little support, period. In due time, the process will show. Do you think he's a little bold for a guy that got thrown out of the league for smoking dope? I mean, he's just as cocky as they come, isn't he?
He's got to relax.
He's got to chill out. No one even respects him because he's a drug addict. I mean, isn't he thrown out of the league for smoking reefer? I mean, he's got to realize who he is and where he came from. He did it to himself. Nobody did it to him. He acts like everybody did it to him.
Right, he acts like they turned their back on him, and he had to fight his way back and beg for a second chance from people and find somebody that would give him that chance because no one else would. The Steelers stuck with him the whole time. They kept him around. They could have just easily dumped him when he couldn't play a whole season. And not to mention, it's not like he's playing on the Browns or some of these other teams where they don't really have any talent at his position or on offense in general. He's playing on the Steelers where you have probably one of the best receivers in the game in Antonio Brown at the same position and does a lot of the same things with the deep threat. He has one of the best running backs in the game with Le'Veon Bell, who is great at catching balls out of the backfield. They have, you know, Schuster's been well for them and gets forgotten because of the other guys out there. You're not going to get that many targets when they have so many other guys that they can hit.
I think they should trade him to the Giants. Let him play for the 1-6 Giants, see how he likes that. Or send him to San Francisco, see how he likes playing for the Niners, 0-7. That's where they should trade him. Do you think they're going to trade him?
I think you got it. They say they're not going to, but if you got a malcontent like that, it just breeds throughout the whole team. When he's calling out, you know, his teammates on social media and blessing them, and then, you know, come back and say, oh, it wasn't about him. Well, you did bless him on social media. Yeah, you could say afterwards, always great, but you said, I want my touches. I'm just as good as him. And then, you know, this calling out sick thing, and it's not just this week. You know, if you read up on it, it's something that's been going on for, like, what was it, twice last week he didn't practice because he was sick. The week before, there was one time. Like, he's done this before.
So he just doesn't show up for work.
He's just not showing up at times.
The hard thing
they
is
they got to get rid of him.
They do have to – they really should trade him. But at the end of the day, the guy does have a lot of talent, okay? He does. He can catch the ball. He's a good receiver. I understand.
Why don't they throw the ball to him then?
They do have a lot of options. That's true. But you can't just give him away. He's got talent. I don't think they're going to trade him. It's rare you see these NFL trades by the deadline.
Maybe Roethlisberger doesn't like him.
Roethlisberger, I feel like, was the first guy defending him when he was coming back.
Maybe he's lying.
You know, they had their issues at first where he put, you know, team on blast, and then Roethlisberger talked to him, and they kind of, you know, had the coming together moment and all that, as they claimed. I think what the team's doing is they're saying they're not going to get rid of him.
He said he was the one that needed him to grow up.
Right.
He was the one that called him out originally and said he needs to grow up and mature, and he owes us all an explanation. So he already threw him under the bus. He didn't support him. He did him.
But then they got together and they hashed it out, supposedly. I think what the team is doing is holding on to him and saying they're not going to trade him because, like we're talking about with Bledsoe in the NBA, when you know that they got to get rid of the guy because he's a malcontent or because they have problems and they don't like him, you get nothing for him. So because this guy has talent, they're going to do as much as they can to put on a brave face and say he's one of them so that if they do trade him, they actually get something of value.
Well, if I were them, I would just not do a bad deal. How does that sound? So everyone's going to call up and act. Do they think they're stupid? Do you think that the other GMs think the Steelers are stupid? That they don't realize this guy wants out? But guess what? He has no rights. Who cares what he wants? They pay him. He gets paid. He needs to grow up. He's been an idiot for a couple years now. First, he failed the drug test, got thrown out of the league for a year. He barely got back into the league. And now ever since he's been back in the league, he's been a pain in the ass. Grow up, dude. Shut your mouth. If you shut your mouth, they'll probably trade you. The more you do this, the more you're going to upset them. They don't have to do a bad deal. Who cares what he wants? Cry me a river. Go cry to your mommy. Jim in West Palm on 1230. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Mr. Farrell, how are you, sir?
Hey.
Before I start about the Dolphins, just quickly. By the way, your picks are so good, and you're in New York. I'm surprised you ain't got bookmakers waiting with, like, either bats or forceps for your tongue.
What did he just say? That they were going to do what to me?
Listen, to take your tongue out so they, because your picks. They're
right.
So good.
All right. Well, I think I make them a lot of money, too. They love the fact that I get a lot of people betting.
Oh, it could be. Anyway. Your boy's going to go 0-4 against with Buffalo against those teams. Martavius Bryant, what you just said, maybe a fourth or fifth round pick for the Giants. But I wanted to talk about the Dolphins. I think I said it here. I said it locally. The first week when Tannehill went down, when they got Adam Gase got Cutler, I said, gee, just because he quarterbacked good underneath them, they should have got the guy from Denver as a backup. This team loves Matt Moore. Loves Matt Moore. I don't know if you know it or not, but Jay Cutler was voted the worst quarterback to these guys just recently. A poll I know it's ESPN.
I know what it is. Listen, I know they like Moore, and we already established that yesterday they won because of him. I actually think they'll play okay with him no matter what. And a lot of people think they should have been playing Moore anyway over Cutler. Now let's get back to what you said before. You got Carver High has cringe face now. Carver Hyde, you wanted to say something to Jim?
Well, I like how Jim, they're going to go 0-4 against those teams. So the Dolphins are going to go into Buffalo on New Year's Eve and, you know, a blizzard probably and beat the Bills. Sure, you lost to the Jets once. If Cutler didn't get hurt, you lost to him again yesterday. The Dolphins are going to be playing out the string in December while the Bills...
Brother.
hopefully need those games.
That's weird. And linebackers, Melaluka.
Jim, you're going into Buffalo on New Year's Eve and beating the Bills in a snowstorm, are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I think so. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Jim. We'll see you there.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll see you there. We got Are we all going to hook up there? Is it going to be like a tailgate party?
You know, they might have great stats at certain points this year, but let's not forget, great defense. You gave up 28 points to the Jets yesterday. So great defense all you want. If you just got schooled by the Jets and were lucky to – they gave you that game.
McCown, nice pass at the end.
Oh, my God. The one thing you cannot do, he does.
You watch that great defense go into Baltimore on Thursday night and lose, okay? Ravens are going to beat them on Thursday night. They never beat the Ravens, ever, anywhere. Ravens win Thursday. How about that, Jim?
There you go. Carver High, betting it all, laying it all on the Ravens. 855-212-4227. You know what's great is that I'm rewatching the LA Kings and Toronto Maple Leafs because I didn't see before Carver High when they beat them. I had it on, but I it was like the end of the game.
Well, there was other things happening.
There was a lot happening, and then I didn't watch. I was like, well, this is the end of the game. I don't care. I know what the score is, but that's like you watching the Notre Dame game. You still enjoyed it, right?
Right. I rewatched those two games Sunday morning.
So I'm enjoying this. So I'm glad I got this game going at the very least. There's nothing else on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.